Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew to stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome in, friends, to the Eric St. Joe Podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. You can shop online for a brand new Yamaha golf cart, or you can visit their showroom in person on 14 Mile Road in the middle of nowhere. Actually, it's in Rockford, just east of downtown. So glad you are here. You might be wondering, as you're watching the video live stream, and for those of you listening, I will describe it to you. I have in the background a looks like a large sign. It says, "We saved you a seat." This is the thing that you see when you walk into a wedding venue, like when you're, when you hang out at the table, have a few drinks, have something to eat. The seating chart. Now, this has been quite a process. Why is it in here, first of all? It's in here because I'm helping with it. I'm helping put it together. There's lettering there, and you have to take the little letter decals with like a pair of tweezers and put them on and spell the names out for the respective tables. There's many, many tables. And I noticed yesterday when Pooh Bear and Madison were working on it that the progress was slow. So you're looking at wrapping up Monday. The wedding is Friday. And I was doing the math in my head and I'm like, as time gets closer to the wedding day, and this project is not yet completed, the amount of pressure that will be put on the young lady will be immense. Pressure and Madison don't mix well. I don't want her to be 1 hour before she walks down the aisle putting this thing together. So I'm like, oh boy. She needs assistance. She's at work right now. She spends 8 hours a day working. She works at a daycare, by the way. This is like the in-between college to big person job. College graduate, but she is going to college after a year for her master's degree. Matt with a great question. Do you have extra DS cases in case of emergencies? Exactly. It's a great question. We should. Where is the DS case? That will live forever in infamy. I haven't played it in a while, but I need to get back to that. I don't have it right available at my, disposal right now. But when I do, I'll play it again for you. It's not going anywhere. Rebecca similarly writes, should we crowdfund for a few more DS cases? The thing about that joke about the DS case, which is based on a recording of a temper tantrum of hers when she was like 3 or 4, she couldn't find her DS case. That now, when she's losing her mind about something, and I go, is this another DS case? She gets so pissed. You don't want to bring that up when she's pissed off. You can bring it up when she's not pissed off. So I was doing the radio show today, and I got a couple more tables done. So we now have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 6 tables done. Virtually 6 tables, almost 6. So 24 more to go. If I can hammer out a few more today and increase the overall number so that our average, what we need to get done per day to finish this thing appropriately, I will be happy. The last thing I want is for Madison to come unglued about something like this. So I am like a cleaner, if you will. I'm the wolf from Pulp Fiction, making sure that shit gets done. On that seating chart, there's little pegs above the tables and the names. And there's bracelets with each person who's seated at the table's name. And Madison and Ash made all of them by hand. It's really sweet. They put in so many hours. I wouldn't be surprised if the amount of hours that they put in making all of those bracelets was about 25 hours. They put a lot of time into it. All right. So that's kind of what's developing right now. When it comes to my goals here this week, I'm putting a lot of things on the back burner. I'm just trying to be available at all times in the event that something goes down. So that's where I'm at right now. We are at Tuesday. The wedding is Friday. Rebecca says, like Taylor Swift style friendship bracelets. That's exactly what they are. That's such a great idea, says Rebecca. R-E-B-E-C-C-A. Yeah, it's a wonderful idea. I think she found it online or something like that. It's just a lot of work. Man Bun Chris says, bye-bye fat-a-thon for EZ. No, I was successful in my eating yesterday. I feel really good about what I accomplished. That part I'm keeping on the front burner. I had a rough start to the morning today here, and it centers around the radio show. So my alarm goes off at 5:50. Top of the hour news hits at 6 a.m. It ends at 6:03. That's when I'm on, 6:03. 5:57, I finally get out of bed. There are a couple things I need to click to make sure that everything is in order when it comes to sending over what I have to send over to do the radio show in terms of various computer shit. Without boring you with the Hot Wings details, it's fucked up. So I call the fixer, and he's always in bed. But his job is to be ready in case shit goes wrong. And I always hate doing it. And I knew this was a major catastrophe. Because after he, hello, I go, hey, buddy, we got an issue. And I explain to him what's up. So he starts solving the problem. But he's experiencing the same issue I'm experiencing. Now, this is a guy who is super religious. He's got a cross that he wears around his neck. Made out of like fucking nails. And I think that they're supposed to be like replicas of the nails that they use when they actually nail you on the cross. That's what I think it was. And so it's like big too. It's like, you know, Ronnie James Dio, Ozzy Osbourne size big. And it's it looks quite humble because it's just around him, hung around his neck by like the type of shoelace that you put in a boot, like a leather shoelace. And I think that's by design. And dude will always wear it like outside of his shirt. So you know what's going on there. And super cool guy. Laid back to the max. I'll never forget when I first met him at the when I started there at the radio station. I drove up there and I, hey, how are you? And I shake his hand. And his T-shirt, this is a hard living line thing, said something like, we say Merry Christmas, we pray before meals, and we love America. I'm not kidding you. And so I'm like, right away, he's laying down the ground rules. I got to make sure that I don't say Happy Holidays around this guy. Say, hey, Merry Christmas, buddy. Whatever. So I knew we were in deep shit when he's like doing his thing, and then I hear, fuck! And I'm like, uh-oh. And I didn't say anything. I just kept my mouth shut. And then, so then the next thing he says, I'm thinking, the next time he talks, it's going to be better. He's going to compose himself. And this time it's further away from the phone. Fuck! I'm like, oh, shit. Shit's going down. What was that? So that was weird. Time passes. And I hear, I'm going to call you back. Keep doing what you're doing. Because I was able to keep, like, I couldn't talk and do my show, but I could still, like, play songs. I still had the ability. So it wasn't dead air or anything like that. But my man was spinning out. And so he was trying to, like, remote in from home. And it wasn't behaving. It was doing the same thing for me. So he couldn't, like, troubleshoot by team viewing in. Some of you who don't know anything about team viewer won't know what the fuck that means, but it's just a way for him to access the computers at the actual radio station. It was all fucked up because it wasn't allowing me to do it. So I called him to fix it. And then he figured out that it was fucked up. So then he's dropping F-bombs like a motherfucker while he's wearing the cross. He went to the radio station and he turned it around. About 45 minutes, I was back on. But holy shit, that was scary to me. I don't like that. Stevie says, keep an eye on him. He sounds deranged. Nah, I don't think so. I don't believe that to be true. Corey says, he sounds like the mother from Carrie. David says that's a great reference. Yeah, I don't know. I never saw it. I just know it's a Stephen King book made into a movie. Not familiar at all. Ben Glaze and myself have a Big Fraud Thursday coming up, and this is a very special, very special Big Fraud Thursday, because Ben Glaze and I are going to be going over with a fine-tooth comb the show from last week, Friday, when the gang went to Cape Cod to do their show live. This was the show where the gang took off from Grand Rapids, plane lands in Charlotte. They've got a short amount of time before the next plane takes off. So they're all booking it through the airport to get to the gate. And they made it, thank God. But then they go, hey, where's Free Beer? And Free Beer, he got a message from his wife saying, come home now. And there was the shit had hit the fan. And no, I'm not going to address what the hell happened. Of course I know what happened. I've got the inside scoop with my pal Coleman. But, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why. One big reason why I'm not going to say anything about this ever. So I'm not that much of an asshole. But I'm just here to tell you that the only reason why Greg rushed home is because moron wife told him to, which was a horrible decision. Didn't help anything. And it allowed Greg to let his dick swing a little regarding this scenario. It was completely unnecessary. David says, why bring it up and not tell us the details? Well, because I was kind of led to it because I was given the background of Ben Glaze and I doing the Who Are These Free Beers, which he is not at that show. It is just the gang minus Greg. So we will be reviewing that. I seem to be getting a little bit of blowback because I'm not giving you the details of that story. David says, why bring it up and not tell us the details? Tophis says, what happened? I missed it. Stevie says, we hate it when you blue ball us. Tyler says, I suspect something to do with a child, hence not talking about it, which I understand. Yes, it does involve a young person. And no, I'm not saying anything else about it. That's why I'm not saying anything about it. If it made Greg look like an asshole or his crazy wife look like an asshole, I absolutely would talk about it. But because there's a young person involved, I'm not going to do that. Corey says, are we allowed to speculate? I don't care what you do. Donko says, did Greg's kids lose their Greg's kid lose a DS case? Ladies and gentlemen, we will be doing Who Are These Free Beers of Just the Gang in Cape Cod. And there's a lot of highlights. I don't have anything ready to go right now. But Ben and I are really diving into this episode with a fine-tooth comb. And we are going to feature it for you on Who Are These Free Beers. Corey says, was it Free Beer flirting with a minor? And his wife caught him. No, that's not. That's a ridiculous thing to suggest. Free Beer is not flirting with a minor. The only time I ever witnessed that type of behavior or would be able to suggest would be when Greg was flirting with Hayden Panettiere when she was about 11 or something like that. No, she might have been older than that. Do you remember the actress Hayden Panettiere? She was featured in Remember the Titans. She was that, she's the little kid that loved football. And then she went on to become the cheerleader on the show Heroes on NBC. And we interviewed her. And we're just asking straight up normal questions about the show. And then Greg said, what is it like being a sex symbol and the object of every man's desires? Chris says she was 14 or 15 during that interview. I'm not sure of her age during the interview. I just know she was underage when that question was brought up. Now, I'm paraphrasing. I don't think it was quote-unquote, what's it like being a sex symbol and the object of every man's desires? But it was along those lines. And it doesn't matter if I'm getting it right or not. Hot Wings and I went, oh? And we looked at him like, what the fuck are you doing? You sick fuck. It was so bad. It was so fucked up. How did your mind even go there in the first place is my question.
Ugh.
All right. You are allowed to speculate as much as possible. And I will not tell you one way or the other. I might say, no, that's not it, just to save myself from any legal ramifications. But if some of you get so ridiculous, but for fuck's sake, just knock it off. It's something that does not need to be talked about on this show. But I will say is that Greg did not have to leave. There's no way, no how, that Greg had to leave. It was ridiculous. The biggest overreaction to something that is not that big of a deal. Not that big of a deal at all. Corey says he's going to try to find the clip of Greg sounding like a pedophile. If you do find the clip of Greg sounding like a pedophile, I will play it here. It's one of the most awful things that's ever happened on the radio. It was a horrible look. Chris says, why would he have to leave just to hang out in the studio? Well, trust me, there was no reason for him to turn around and jump on another airplane and come back. The only reason my speculation is that that happened is because the nose freaked out. And if she says jump, Greggy Woot will say how high. Yes, Coleman is involved. Of course he's involved. That's why I know these things. He loves me. And I love him. We had a one-alarm fire last night. It was in the evening, right around dinner time. I got a call from Madison when I was doing the Patreon bonus podcast. And I picked it up and I go, hello, I'm podcasting. And I always tell her because she doesn't like anything to do with the podcast. And she goes, oh. And I'm like, uh-oh. Immediately cut off my mic and addressed the issue. Again, this is involved with wedding week. So everything is amplified like you wouldn't believe. I don't mean to make this the entire blue ball show, but there is a moratorium in place about any type of Madison behavior to keep the emotions in a positive place. I personally do not want to have to deal with any type of bridezilla, which I think that's inevitable. But let me just tell you this. It was only a one alarm fire, and I was able to put it out. After the wedding, and maybe a little time after that, these things will come up naturally on the show. Donko with a great point. In just about a week, this will all be Ash's problem, LOL. Yes and no. For the next 3-4 months, these people are in my house. It goes marriage, next day, my house. I have no idea what this is going to bring us. But I am on guard to keep things above board. I'm reborn. I have... Especially lately, I have really been sizing the problem. Size of the problem in every situation that takes place. David says, again with the blue balls. Look, I have told you enough, and that's really all that matters. All you need to know is she was losing her shit. It's really not a big deal. The point is, you got to keep this kid happy. So from the time we found out about this, when that phone call came in during the Patreon bonus podcast, Pooh Bear was already on high alert. From the time I got done with that podcast to the time Madison came in the door, we had solved the problem. And the call was made back before she even pulled in the driveway about how the good news is that we have solved the problem. What was needed has been found. Don't worry about a thing. But I'm writing down now those two things that were stuck in her craw. And they will come back up. My apologies if you think I'm just blue balling you. I mean, God damn it. I need, it's threading the needle for me. I need something to talk about, but at the same time, I cannot disrupt the family scenario here in this household. Can you imagine if I said something that got me into trouble and the poor kid heard me talking about it? Here I am throwing this shit out online. My ass would be grass. I don't want to mess her up in the head the week of the wedding. Fuck that shit. She's under enough stress as it is. And you fucking assholes getting all pissed off like David said, yeah, you're giving us blue balls. Shut the fuck up. God damn it. I got to turn the air on. Hang on. It's getting warm. Megan says, hell no, you're doing the right thing. Thank you, Megan. Donko adds, lots of great stories will be coming out over the next few months. Absolutely. You throw into the mix the NFK, and who knows where this is going to go. My God. This could be an all-timer. Or it might be nothing. I don't know. It gives me a little bit of anxiety, fear of the unknown, but we'll get through it.
Grand Rapids police are once again sounding the alarm.
That's what I was going to talk about. We spoke about this a little bit yesterday. In Grand Rapids, they do these...
Grand Rapids police are once again sounding the alarm about dangerous car meetup.
Car meetups. That's what they're talking about. Where people get together and then they block off the intersection. The cars block it off and everybody starts doing donuts at 2 in the morning, shooting their guns in the air. And this is...
Grand Rapids police are once again sounding the alarm about dangerous car meetups after...
Let me just play it. This is a problem.
Grand Rapids police are once again sounding the alarm about dangerous car meetups after one of them Sunday morning ended in...
Okay, so that's at the mall. It looks like crop circles. These guys get in their hot rods and just start lighting up the tires in a parking lot.
Someone getting shot.
News 8's Byron Tollefson has more on the latest example.
From high in the sky, they look like drawings. From the highway...
Now, this is like the interstate, 75 miles an hour. Over the river.
To a Grand Rapids
street. They stop traffic, and then the rest of the cars do all the burnouts while the streets close down, the freeways close down for a few minutes. It's like, there's nothing I can do.
Rip Mall, you can see what's left behind. Tire tracks from vehicles spinning donuts. All from a string of car meetups early Sunday morning that ended in someone getting shot.
They do extremely dangerous driving maneuvers.
Okay, that's
dangerous.
The one on the interstate.
For the individuals in the vehicles.
See what I mean?
Dangerous for innocent people outside.
It's not new. Police have been...
Okay, it is dangerous. It's dangerous for other motorists. Well, I don't know if it's dangerous for the people that are behind the cars that are blocking the interstate. I would say at that point, if they stay in their car, they are in no danger. So I don't know if I agree with the chief with that. And I think that if you stay out of where they are, they're in no danger. Now, the people that are shooting the video, they are in danger. But who cares about them? They know they're in danger.
Tracking these pop-up gatherings for years since the pandemic. Promoted on social media, they draw big crowds, with hundreds bringing their vehicles to spots in the middle of the night and recklessly driving. In September of 2023, the year that car meetup surged in Kent County, 19-year-old Alana Vasquez was shot and killed during one gathering in Grand Rapids.
Okay, so there's that. There's that. Now,
prompting police agencies...
I don't know what her role was in that. Was she just kind of like a bystander? Was she walking down the street? I don't know. And that's horrible. All right. But I think big picture, this is a good thing.
Across the county to hold a news conference sounding the alarm that these are widespread and dangerous.
I have spoken to individuals that have gone to these and had their vehicles destroyed, that have been injured.
Okay, well, they win. That's like, that's their problem.
And now that have been shot, and I've talked to loved ones of family members that have been killed at these. This is not safe.
Sunday night, one meetup happened right on the freeway along I-196 westbound near US 131 in Grand Rapids. The gathering caused long traffic backups on the freeway.
Police say that the second car meetup of the night happened here at the Shops at Centerpoint Strip Mall here off the Beltline.
Okay, now this one is fine for sure. All right, as long as no one's shooting each other, I don't care if they rip up a parking lot.
Officers came here at 2:40 in the morning.
Police say there were over 200 vehicles at the meetup at the mall. Wow. And a 23-year-old man who was simply watching it all was shot by a stray bullet. While he is expected to survive, police say it could have ended up being much worse.
A lot of pedestrians will come just to watch.
Yeah, I would.
These car meetups, and we've seen them hit by cars, hit by stray gunfire. And I think that's what happened here.
Well, you need to stay out of the way, goddamn.
Not necessarily the intended target, just happened to be here.
Police say whoever fired the bullet could face a charge of assault with intent to murder. In Grand Rapids, nice. Byron Tollefson, News 8.
All right. There has to be some regulation of these things. Because, in my opinion, these things are here to stay. Maybe they could host their own. I'm telling you. At this same exact place, food trucks, a place where you can shoot your guns into the air. Well, maybe not shoot them into the air. I don't know. We got to do something. Man Bun Chris says nobody has been to Center Point Mall since 2008. It's safe. David in Hudsonville writes, it's not safe. Thanks, Captain Obvious. Megan says, can you imagine sitting at that rooftop pool at 131 and 96 watching this shit? I think it'd be great. Man Bun Chris writes, LOL. Eric's like, well, apart from the girl who got shot and killed, it's safe. Bob says, the best is when one of the dummies wraps their car around a light pole. Yes, I want to see that. Let's see. Topaz adds, these things have been going on for years, ever since the stupid Fast and Furious movies came out. When we were young, we didn't do that, but there was one of three thoroughfares where you would go on to act like an asshole. So what you do is you drink heavily. Back when I was, this is the 1980s. You drink heavily and then you're shit faced. And then what you do is you get behind the wheel and you get on either Grosbeck, Gratiot, or Woodward. Pick. It's all the same road, just different names, different parts of town. Grosbeck and Gratiot are on the east side, and Woodward is on kind of west side ish. Corey says he's found the audio. Send it to me, please. And then hopefully you kind of like, as you're driving, you find somebody you want to race, and then you kind of like slow down to get the first one at the line, at the light. And then the light turns green, and you drag race. It's fucking sweet. I remember I was so drunk that I couldn't even drive my car. So my buddy Kyle was driving my car, and I'm in the back seat of the Catalina. And I decided that I wanted to be outside of the vehicle. So I used a hand crank and rolled down the window, and then the window's all the way down. So I then got out of the vehicle, and my butt was on the top of the door frame where the window just disappeared into. And I'm facing the car, and I'm leaning on the top of the car, but I'm out of the vehicle. And the next thing I'm shit-faced, and this cop pulls up and pulls us over. And I got, back then, I mean, now you go to jail for that. But he's like, all right, what the hell's going on here? And he gave me a ticket for riding outside of the vehicle. And back then, you just get the ticket, and you put it in your pocket, and then you go back out, and you do more fucked up shit. Tophus says, you guys race for pinks, am I right? No. Bob says, there's a hard-living town near me that made that legal. Racing for pinks? All right. Waiting for this audio that Corey is sending me. You're sending it to eric@ericzaneshow.com, I presume. That's where I need to receive that. That is the audio of our pal Freebeer with saying something really odd to 14 or 15-year-old Hayden Panettiere, who was on the show Heroes and played the part of the cheerleader. All right, thank you, Corey. I'll get to that momentarily. Before we continue, though, if you want the rest of the show, it's on Twitch, twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. Go there and watch the rest of the show. If you're on Facebook or YouTube, I'm about to kick you out of this. Excuse me. Join me on Patreon, patreon.com/EricZane. For Who Are These Freebeers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast coming up on Thursday. Okay. Corey writes, scroll down to the pre-beer episode from February 2nd, 2022. I can do that. We revisit the Hayden Panettiere interview.
You should sing
minutes. With a bomb lighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings.
I think I clicked on the wrong one. Yeah, I did.
Anything for you?
Oh my God, creep.
The Predator?
Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah. I think everyone would like to hear about your dildo.
Joe's probably thinking about it in his mind. Right, it was an incredible non sequitur.
It was.
Oh, my God.
Aisle that says four clips of free
beer. It's titled Four Clips of Free Beer Being Creepy to Hayden Panettiere. All right, so here's the first clip. Now, how old was she?
At the 17. Time?
17.
13. 13.
Yeah.
No.
That was 17.
There's a decent chance I'm going to have to give myself a Kelly dump on this one. You know, where you say a word you can't say.
Yeah.
Like you can.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
It's good.
Do I get free beer and hot wings?
You sure do. Anything for you?
Oh, my God. Creep.
Well, this was...
Oh my
Anything
God.
Anything for you.
Anything for you.
Anything for you.
No problem, 17-year-old. I'll give you beer.
Oh, that made it 1 second.
Oh.
So this was the...
Please take a stool.
This was the premiere season of Heroes when she played Oh, a cheerleader.
A girl.
I thought this was to catch a predator.
It's good. Do I get free beer and hot wings?
You sure do. Anything for you.
Or would you like Mike's hard lemonade and condoms?
I interest you in a Xanax.
Clip.
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Because I know you're 17 now, but eventually 18, and you're going to get older. The show's going to be on for years. I need you to stop pushing bones back through your flesh, because that doesn't go along with sex symbol status.
Called her a sex symbol.
I'm going to walk over to the police station and turn myself in.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't.
I guess she could repair. She would injure herself, and then she could heal. So if she broke her arm, she could fix it.
Take this. It's too funny.
So bad.
It's so funny.
You're going to have to stop pushing bones.
Yeah, speaking of bones.
Yeah.
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Because I know you're 17 now, but eventually 18, and you're going to get older. The show's going to be on for years. I need you to stop pushing bones back through your flesh, because that doesn't go along with sex symbol status.
Where's the question?
No, he's just telling her how to be hotter.
Once she's legal, but barely
legal. The question
was,
are your parents home right now? I don't know. I want to pile on. See if this rag smells like chloroform.
No. All right.
Oh, this is a great beat up, by the way.
For three. Don't worry, we're halfway there.
Oh my God, we're going to
two. We're not even to the one that makes me uncomfortable. Well, the one that I remembered. These all make
me uncomfortable. Okay, here's the third one.
Who on the cast will we be reading about in the tabloids when the show is a huge smash hit that you have been linked to? At some point, it's going to say, oh, Hayden's with so-and-so. Look out. Oh.
I don't know what he's hoping to get her to say. Like, who am I going to be linked to?
And I'm looking over the shoulder.
In my defense, that happened like a week after this.
It probably did.
Still creepy.
Yeah.
All right.
Which one of those adults will bone you is what I said.
It was Hero, right?
Yeah.
I think it was Milo Ventimiglia or whatever.
It wasn't Sylar. I know that.
All right, the final clip. Good news, Freebeer. It's only 2.11 seconds long.
What? Are you wearing a cheerleading costume right now?
Freebeer.
And I'm looking over the shoulder of her, hugging her, and I look over and I go, yeah.
It's like if I said that to your sister, Maitland.
You just made her lose some of her innocence.
God. What a sick fuck. I feel like I've broken a law by playing that. Corey says he could have asked, who have you fucked on set? Tophus says Freebeer is a sexual predator. No, he's not. I don't know that, but I would say no. Rebecca says, oh, this is gross. Ben says, here's the heavy hitter. Alan says, God damn it, Joe just being there made that show so much better. Yeah, his reactions were always strong. That allowed for it to be a much more humorous show. Corey says, I like that I found it on their own website. Hey, thanks for that, buddy. I appreciate that. David says, how did that show go from that to the most boring thing ever? Tophus says, I hate to say it, but Joe made that show funny after you left. It's too bad he beat women. So, yeah, I mean, Joe would deny that. But I've got plenty of people that said, no, he absolutely did. No, he was funny. I remember when I would be on that show, and if I happened to be like listening to a segment where that I wasn't there or whatever, I had been suspended or something. And I heard Joe, and I was like, God damn it, he's funny. They don't need me. If I'm not there, the show doesn't miss a beat. I always felt that way. Yeah, you're right. It's just a goddamn shame that it all went to his fucking head. Chris says, I love the JT clips. I do too. I still talk to JT to this day. Thank you, Corey. I want to introduce you all to my friends over at Pinball Land. This is my latest sponsor. Coming up June 20th, we are going to have an event at Pinball Land. It's the first ever pinball orgy at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. Free play retro arcade. This is like intended to be for adults. Now, I don't mean you're going to go there and there's going to be no kids. There are kids that do like retro games. But one of the things that Ryan said when I was talking about him from Pinball Land is he's like, I love the kids there and I love that there are kids there, but I want adults there. A lot of the times, moms and dads will come with their kids and the kids will be playing pinball and mom and dad will just be watching. No, you need to play, goddammit. So you pay a few bucks and then you go play like for an hour. You run out of the hour, you want to get another hour, you buy another hour, or you can do the all-day thing. At our paintball event, which is Friday, June 20th, save the date, please, Friday, June 20th, we're going to meet at the Beltline, not the Beltline, at the Corner Bar in Rockford, Michigan, probably about 8. I imagine we'll roll out of there sometime after 9. And then we're going over to Pinball Land afterwards. So that all gets started 8 p.m. in Rockford at the Corner Bar on Friday, June 20th. Now, they've got every kind of amazing game under the sun in a retro style. Of course, pinball is big. All the stand-up games. A lot of these stand-up games feature like 1,000 games on them. So pretty much everything that's ever existed is at Pinball Land. A lot of fighting games, a lot of car driving, motorcycle riding games, a lot of dance games. There's 7 rooms full of video games at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. So you pay your admission, and you get the whole hour, or if you want an all-day thing. What they want people to do in Rockford is spend the day in Rockford, and you literally could. It's actually a tourist destination in Michigan. You can do private parties at Pinball Land and on and on and on. There's like a game list here of all the different things you can play. Go to their website, pinball-land.com. Pinball-land.com. You remember this one, Dragon's Lair with Dirk the Daring? My God. I'm there right now. Pampa Lanes in Warren, Michigan, dumping quarters in, getting so goddamn frustrated. Rebecca says pinball is fun. Everyone should try to be at the pinball orgy. Amy says everybody needs to be there. It's my birthday. Man Bun Chris says it's Amy's 30th birthday. I still cannot believe that you are 50. My God, if there's any proof that running keeps a person young, it's Amy. I would have never, and I think I'm pretty good at guessing a person's age. I'm like, what the fuck? You're 50 years old? I don't have her a day over 38. I'm not kidding you. Outstanding. Tofus says the best shows were when Free Beer was not there. You all seem more loose and it was just better. Well, yeah, nobody likes Free Beer. And we were always in great moods because that dick was not there. Everybody was in a better mood. Nobody was on edge. We didn't have to worry about this wet blanket piece of shit, fun ruiner, get in the way of every goddamn bit that we did. He sucks, okay? He's terrible at broadcasting. One of the worst ever. So fucking overrated, it's unbelievable. Megan references Joe with the gangs of Chicago make you a funny person. Yeah, that's right. He was brutalized by gangs. Corey went with the line that Greg said in that clip. Hey, Maitland, it's like I said that to your sister. Yeah, I did hear that. I'm not sure what's going on there. Why is he saying, hey, Maitland, it's like I said that to your sister? It should have been, hey, Maitland, I said that like it's to you. Donko says, hey, EZ, an unnamed HVAC company is here working on my AC. Yeah, I don't know what you mean. Corey said, and he said that after hearing how creepy it was. No, there's no question. Greg can sound very, very creepy. Now, do I believe that he is a child molester or a predator? No. I will say unequivocally that in my heart of hearts, I am reasonably sure that Greg is not a predator. I cannot say that. That is true. That he no, there's no way, right? But from time to time, he sure sounds creepy. I think what it is he's so not good at broadcasting that he gets in his own way and gets kind of mired in just some of the nuances that make him sound stupid. Rebecca says, did he defend Pedophile because he works with people who do? Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if there's, I've never heard anybody weigh in about defending him. I think there's a lot of deniability going on. I don't think it's so much defense. I think it's just not believing it. All right. Anyway, Pinball Land, thank you so much. Brand new sponsor here, pinball-land.com. You don't have to be at my pinball event. You can go whenever you want. It's, seriously, you will have so much fun over at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. I can't wait for that. June 20th, Friday night. I would love it if you would RSVP. I kind of lost my list as to who's going to be there, but we are just a few weeks away from our event at Pinball Land. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.